Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Good morning, everyone. This is Woody Bowling. I am also known occasionally as the Buckeye Advisor, especially on a day like today when we're here to bring you another exciting, educational episode of our radio show and podcast known as the Buckeye Advisor. Makes a lot of sense. So before we get too far along into the show today, I want to welcome our co-host from Atlanta, and also producer, Mr. Matt McClure. And Matt is a little under the weather, at least when it comes to his voice today. He's feeling pretty well overall, so he sounds a little froggy. Forgive him in advance. But Matt, welcome to the show, froggy voice and all.
Thank you, Woody. Thank you for that disclaimer, because I'll need it, I think, over the next hour. But we got a lot of great stuff to do, a lot of great stuff to talk about. So I'm excited. You know, a little scratchy voice can't keep me away from being part of the Buckeye Advisor.
Well, you know, and we appreciate the effort and the teamwork, Matt. You are a valuable piece of what we do. And before we go too far into the program, I want to say thanks to all the listeners today. Whatever you're doing, it's Saturday, March 11th, or perhaps you're listening Sunday, March 12th. Saturdays, we are on from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock on Dayton FM, The Answer 94.5, everyone. So if you're listening now on the radio live, thank you very much for tuning in. If you're out getting groceries, if you're going to Lowe's for some home improvement stuff, if you're going to a kid's basketball game or grandkids basketball game or some sporting activity or maybe a dance class or gymnastics. Hey, we understand all those things happen. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We love our station that we're on, The Answer, a great conservative talk show station during the week with lots of national headliner names. I mean, some big people on here during the week. And we are humble and appreciative of the chance to do this radio show and podcast. We couldn't do it without the listeners. So thank everyone. I'm hearing from people just about every week as we gather more and more momentum. And, you know, we can't do it. And if you're listening on a podcast, thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to do that at your leisure. Of course, you're doing it whenever you feel like it. And we hope that you learn something today. We've got a lot of people. There's a lot of things going on in our economy and just generally in the world that are confusing. Lots of tax things going on that are crazy, as we talked about last week, Matt. So lots of craziness going on. And we try to be a light, kind of a beacon in the storm, if you will. We want to be a financial quarterback to help people really understand so many different topics that can impact you not only now, but also in the future when you retire. Or if people are already retired, look, there's nothing wrong. It's not too late for a second opinion on some of the things that you're doing and the way you're doing them. And we can compare and contrast those with some of our strategies that I use with clients and that some of our listeners have already taken advantage of in the last 8.5 months or so. So I'm looking forward. We got another good show, Matt. I hate to say it, but that's what they expect. There's a lot of pressure to keep putting out good shows and good content, right? So we got to deliver.
Yeah, it's very true. We have set the bar very, very high for our content here. And of course, you know, you can always find the past episodes of the show over at the website. It's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com. You can also call Woody Bowling, 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be on Saturday or Sunday that you listen to the show either. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. You can go, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, all the biggies there. You can find us, you can subscribe, you can leave us comments and all of that. And we love knowing that you're out there. Help us send those subscriber numbers northward, even more than they are right now. And then you can also find us on YouTube. This is something that you might not know that we do. We actually have a YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, open up the app, or go online to YouTube.com. Search for The Buckeye Advisor, and you will see our pretty little faces on there. And we'll be giving you a lot of great info. You'll find show highlights and some special content as well. So basically, Woody, what I'm trying to get at is we are everywhere for our listeners to find us.
I think that's all encompassing. We're covering all aspects of social media, websites, etc. And look, call me if you got a question. I will return your call as quick as I can. That's what people do sometimes, just when they've got a quick question. So look, I understand sometimes it's not now that we're going to work together. It might be a little bit in the future, and that's okay too. So, you know, we had a great show lined up. I want to give a special mention to my aunt, who I lost this week. She was 87 years old, a beautiful human being, one of the kindest souls that I've ever had influence in my life. Her name was Bert, B-E-R-T, short for Bertha. Aunt Bert, this one's for you. I hope you're looking down or listening down from heaven, listening to this podcast, because we miss you. And sorry about that, but we look forward to another good show. So Matt, let's kick things off and get it going.
Let's do it. Let's do it for Aunt Bert. All right, here we go. We've got a lot coming up here over the next hour. As I said, Woody, and as you said as well, we've got something to talk about that's really important. It's the most important decision, as a matter of fact, you're going to make in retirement. And that is navigating Social Security. There are a lot of ins and outs there, and we're going to cover them. I'm not going to say we're going to cover them all, because, you know, it's only an hour show, for heaven's sake. We also have a little discussion on how much you're paying in fees. Do you actually know how much you're paying in fees? Well, we can actually help you figure that out, maybe even cut costs in your retirement portfolio. We've got a cost cutter of the week coming up in just a bit. And that actually has to do, Woody, with our 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. A lot of great ideas there for hanging on to more of your hard-earned money. And that's a free resource, folks, that we can get to you if you go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com and just click on the Contact Us page, or call Woody at 937-974-6201. We also have an inflation demonstration, some interest rate updates, all of that coming up. But first,
and now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And those words of wisdom this week, Woody, come from Eleanor Roosevelt, the former First Lady of the United States, of course, from 1933 to 1945, longest serving First Lady, because, of course, she was married to the longest serving president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was elected four different times to serve in office, died early on in that fourth term, and then Harry Truman took over as president way back when, in 1945. But Eleanor Roosevelt said a lot of wise things, and here is one of them. She said, quote, "It takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan." I think that's a great one there.
Yeah, very meaningful. Eleanor, nothing but class, handled herself so well, you know, as a first lady. And I have to laugh at the thought of FDR being elected four times. I mean, I think that was right before the amendment changed things to a limit of two terms and plus maybe a couple of years if you were a fill-in as a VP into the role. But can you imagine 4 years of four terms of Donald Trump or Joe Biden? I mean, look, I lean to the right, but I kind of like I'm in the middle on a lot of subjects. But I can't imagine four terms of Trump or Biden. I couldn't imagine it. And our country couldn't deal with it either. And it's a shame that our country's so divided over politics. But Eleanor, a great, great saying, great, great quote. It does take as much energy. I mean, people spend a lot of time thinking about things, wishing, you know, there's a saying that says, you know, plan your work and then work your plan. I think that's very similar to what she's saying. So, you know, words are cheap. Planning is cheap. Thoughts are cheap. Just put the plan into action And, don't spend so much time thinking about things than actually developing a plan to get where you want to be. And, you know, that's part of what we do. We help people with planning in a variety of topics that are all important financially to where you're going to be one day in retirement.
Yeah. And it's an all-encompassing plan, too. It's not just, you know, we're not just talking about one aspect of your, you know, investments in securities. We're not just talking about your life insurance or maybe an annuity or something like that. It is all of the above. And that's what you get when you work with the Buckeye Advisor.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
So this week we've got some updates on our the prices that we're paying on different things. Of course, it's and not great news as we're used to. But we also have an update on interest rates, and that'll be an interesting discussion because, you know, we just had the Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking before Congress and saying that, yeah, they're probably going to have to raise interest rates more than originally planned because inflation has been so stubborn.
Yeah, no doubt. And we did hear Powell say that this week. And of course, the market on Tuesday got blasted because of Jerome Powell's remarks. So, you know, anytime he speaks, the market is going to react in severe ways. And I mean, that's for good or bad. So, you know, if Powell sneezes, the market is listening and they interpret that sneeze. Does he have a cold or does he have cancer almost? I mean, that's the kind of ludicrous reaction you get from Wall Street. We've been saying it on the show, Matt. We've seen the market for 20 plus years. I've seen it longer than that. I've been doing this as a fiduciary advisor for 14 years. So I've been investing in the market myself since my early 20s, and I'm 57 now. So look, I've seen the market go up and down, sideways, crazy, stagnant, and all that. So eventually, it does usually come back after a period of time when it is reacting in this negative way. 2022 was horrendous. There's no doubt about it. For people that retired last year or were attempting to, and perhaps even into this year, the inflation is not subsiding at the rate that the Federal Reserve wants it to subside. They still say their target rate of inflation growth is 2%. Good luck with that. It is going to be very difficult. We've said it the last couple of weeks. There's no way that they're going to do this next meeting in a couple of weeks and raise the rates less than 50 basis points. They are going to do that. I think he was trying to set the stage for this next half a point rate increase. So what's more severe, though, that the market feels is they were thinking the Fed was very near finished with their rate increases. I don't think they are. He said they're going to probably do more than they originally thought and keep them higher longer than they originally thought. So look, folks, these high rates from the Fed are going to be around probably for the next year and a half, 2 years. I honestly don't think they can start tapering on rates till probably the end of 2024. I think it's going to be another year before we see inflation numbers start to creep down into that 3%, 2.5% range. And, you know, the big risk now is, are they going to run us into a recession? I would argue with you, Matt, and some of our listeners probably believe this too. We've been in a recession for a year plus. And that's just the way it is because it's been felt at the pocketbook and the wallet of all of our listeners and of you and I and all of our families. We know how much pain. So inflation's here to gate. Food, for example, still up 11.3%. Electricity, almost 12%, just under. Natural gas, almost 27%. Transportation services like airline flights, bus tickets, all this up almost 15%. So they can talk all they want. Inflation moderated very slightly in January, not much at all. In another few days, we will have the February numbers. February was a short month with only 28 days since it was a non-leap year. So look, inflation's here to stay. If you're in a retirement zone of 5 years before or 5 years after, you need to really consider talking to me And let's talk about strategies that we use that can help you develop a personal pension from your savings, that can help take some of your savings that are in the market today, because most big box brokerage house advisors, they only want our clients' money in mutual funds, in the market all the time, no matter what. And that's not necessarily the right way to do it. In my opinion, as a fiduciary advisor, we've got strategies, and we're going to help people take some money off the table, and we're going to lower fees potentially in the process, while we can help create ideas for principal protected retirement income that can last a lifetime. And those are important topics.
Also, Woody, very important to note that you, as a fiduciary financial advisor, will you take the time to go through someone's plan and stress test that plan as well, and make sure that there are, you know, some variables taken into account. Because, you know, a couple of years ago, or let's say a little bit over 3 years ago now, who would have necessarily been able to predict that we would be in this time that we're in, of inflation being what it is, because for so long it had been right at, you know, within a point or so either direction of the Fed's 2% target. You know, since we came out of the Great Recession, I mean, it really has just sort of been hovering around that area. And that's why interest rates stayed so low for so long. But now we're dealing with that inflation, and as a result, we're dealing with these rising interest rates. So those are things that you got to have a plan for and not be sort of lulled into this false sense of security like so many people were over the past decade.
Yeah, the era of free money and cheap money is over, and the Federal Reserve kept their foot off the gas pedal for a long, long time. We're talking 2008 till year ago. You know, look, that's a long time. It's 13 years or so. So when you go that long with virtually free money almost, it created a lot of good things. It created a lot of positive momentum in the stock market. The jobs market's been pretty solid for that time. And also, another important factor that drives so many other things in the economy is the housing market. So the era of low, super low interest rates, now historically where we're at today in the 6.5 to 7% range for a 30-year fixed loan on a house, historically, that's still pretty good. Okay, but a lot of our listeners remember the higher rate days from the early 80s when they were 16, 17, 18%. And that's what the actual inflation was, as well as the Fed rate. So things change over time. You couldn't have been more correct when you said that. So there's change. It is new. It is a new period of time. You need new strategies to deal with this. And I can tell you, smart risk and smart safe are kind of the way that we view things. We want you to know that you're going to need some risk to make money in the long term, but not on all of your money. And that's kind of our premise. We don't believe all of your money should be exposed to the market all of the time, especially as you get older. And that's why it's, you know, makes sense for people to check in with me for that consultation that we will do at no charge, at my office in Springboro or at your house. Not every advisor is willing to go to you. And some people really love it. And some people are okay, nah, I'd rather come to your office. And that's okay too. So we're flexible. We're not ambidextrous. I was going to say ambidextrous, but I can't do right and left, although I'm kind of sort of in some ways from the basketball days as a point guard.
Well, yeah, we knew you were versatile, Woody. So there we go. And that is the way that in which he is versatile. Everybody is back from those point guard days. But if you want that free consultation that he just talked about, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or call Woody today, 937-974-6201. That would be the thing to do. Also, the thing to do, Woody, as you mentioned, you know, the sort of mixture and diversity in people's investment portfolios in their retirement plan. And one of those things that you, you know, sort of alluded to there was smart safe. Let's actually, I want to play a snippet here from the book Annuity 360. for our listeners, because it's chock full of a lot of great information. And as a matter of fact, this is going to be chapter 9 from the book, read by Ford Stokes himself, the author, because you actually mentioned this very phrase, and that's what sort of prompted this, was building your own personal pension. A lot of people don't even realize they can, that's a thing they can do in their retirement. So let's share a little information with how folks can do it. And then we'll tell you on the other side, folks, how you can get a free copy of the book, Annuity 360. But for now, here is Ford Stokes reading from the book. It is Annuity 360, and you can create your own personal pension.
Chapter 9, you can create your own personal pension. Big idea. Using an annuity to create a personal pension helps you create a lifetime income stream, but it also helps you leave a legacy for your beneficiaries. All annuities can create annuity income to supplement the income you need before or during retirement. Those who are approaching retirement are afraid that they will run out of money, but an annuity can help make sure you have income you can never outlive. An annuity can be a great investment for your portfolio, but I encourage you to be careful that you don't overpay for your annuity. When you put your money into an annuity, the annuity company will pay you your money back at a date you specify. You don't want an annuity company to charge you too much to simply pay your money back to you. I'm confident that leaving a remarkable family legacy is important to you. You likely want to have money left over when you pass away to leave for your beneficiaries. The goal of a personal pension is to generate lifetime income with no risk that grows your money and allows penalty-free withdrawals. An annuity can create a lifetime income with market-like gains and no market risk, while also allowing you to build enough wealth to leave for your beneficiaries when you pass away. Don't give the annuity company fees for doing nothing. We prefer fixed index annuities for our clients that do not have an income rider fee. But you can still create a personal pension without an income rider on your annuity. If you get an annuity with an income rider but don't utilize the features of that income rider, then you are not getting what you paid for. You are literally just paying the annuity company 1% to 2% each year you defer annuitizing your annuity without receiving a single benefit for that annual fee. This income rider fee will also draw down your account value or principal. Depending on how that index is performing, the growth on your entire account value could be significantly and negatively impacted. Some accumulation-focused annuities are built to deliver increasing payments without an income rider. You should consider the features your income rider is providing you before deciding to purchase it as an add-on. Make sure you utilize the features you are paying for. More ways to get the most out of your annuity. The longer you wait to turn on the annuity, the more you'll receive in annual payments. This is because your annuity will spend a longer time in the accumulation phase, meaning it will spend more time building up your account value. Your annual payments will grow as your account value grows. Believe it or not, you can generate your own personal pension by distributing no more than 5% a year with penalty-free withdrawals from your accumulation-based annuity policy. Many accumulation annuities are set up to be RMD friendly, so you won't suffer a penalty when you have to take your RMD. It would be silly for you to be penalized for something you are required to do. Annuity companies take this into account by creating products that make taking your RMDs easier. Inspect what you expect with any annuity. Don't just go with what the annuity agent or advisor tells you. Read it for yourself. Specifically, you should read the annuity illustration guaranteed and non-guaranteed tables included within the annuity illustration. Also, please remember that an annuity policy is a contract between you and the annuity company. So, caveat emptor, or buyer beware, applies here. Be aware of the annuity you are buying and choose an annuity that works best for you. That will help you build a successful retirement and they'll offer you peace of mind. Whether you choose to generate income through penalty-free withdrawals or invest annually in an income rider, know the consequences of both. This is a decision you will make at the beginning of the investment process. One poor decision here can cost you 1% to 1.5% of annual growth. Over a 30-year retirement, this could come out to be a significant loss. Educate yourself on your options and the specifics of each option you are considering. Making the right decision up front will save you a lot of frustration in the long run. Also, please remember that if you withdraw too much annually, say 10%, you will run out of money in 10 to 12 years. Make sure that you're working with an advisor who can help you choose the appropriate withdrawal amount so that your money lasts for your entire lifetime. As discussed above, we recommend no more than 5% be withdrawn each year from your account.
Folks, we hope you enjoyed that chapter from Annuity 360, written by a colleague and friend, another radio co-host from the city of Hotlanta, Ford Stokes. Ford does a great job, great guy. He helps his clients the same way I do as a fiduciary advisor. We are here simply on the Buckeye Advisor to help people, to educate, to offer great advice, and to help people put together great strategies that are going to get you closer and closer to the best retirement possible. So hang with us. We're coming up on our commercial break. We're looking forward to a great second half. I know Matt is getting geared up as I speak. Dad joke of the week right around the corner. So don't go anywhere and come back and join us for the second half of the Buckeye Advisor.
You're listening to The Buckeye Advisor. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Miss part of today's show? The Buckeye Advisor is available wherever you listen to podcasts and online at thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
Welcome back. This is the Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling, the Buckeye Advisor himself. You can get in touch with us at thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call Woody 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201.
Some people roll the dice. Some people roll their eyes. It's the dad joke of the week.
And Woody, I want you to lay it on us. I haven't felt all that great this week, so I need a good dad joke of the week to lift my spirits here.
Well, Matt, two things before I get into it. I want to remind the listeners today that theadvisor.com is O-R, so thebuckeyeadvisor.com, and it's with an O-R. We always make that differentiation because, you know, if you do the search online, you just won't find it, which is weird to me. Second of all, I wish I had a good Kermit the Frog joke because of your froggy voice. I wish I had matched those up, but I didn't know until now. So anyways, we're glad that you're here and you made it. So right around the corner, here's our dad joke of the week. We want everybody that are on the edge of your seat to be ready. Matt, why are elevator jokes so classic and so good?
I don't know. Why are elevator jokes so classic and so good?
Because they work on so many levels.
On all of the levels, as a matter of fact.
They do. I'm so happy with that joke, as I am usually when I choose one each week. And I hope our listeners enjoyed it. There's no extra cost, as always. Same cost that it is to listen to our show. And all you do is get to absorb great information week after week and then put it to use by getting with me and getting your free consultation on how I can take a look at your overall situation. And, you know, the second half, we're going to be doing that. We got some tips for people. We've got some other great things. I think we're going to have time, hopefully this week, to get to This Week in History, which is always a fun segment right at the end. And we're going to talk about Social Security. I think people are interested in that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely so. Because, you know, we hear all the time about how it's going to run out of money here in just a few years. And is it going to be around? And what's happening to it? And when can I, you know, just so many questions. When can I start taking my Social Security? Is it better to delay? All those things are big, big questions. And so we're going to talk about a lot of them coming up here in just a little bit in this half of the show. Right now, though, Woody, we want to talk a little bit about those 529 plans. Get us into this discussion because I think, you know, people might be saying, okay, we're talking about 529 plans. Usually aren't those, you know, for education expenses and things like that. But yeah, this being tax season, this could be an important discussion, I think, for people to pay attention to, no matter, you know, whether they have kids that they're, or, you know, grandkids, whomever, that they're trying to save up for.
Yeah, it's something that's relevant. And, you know, during tax season, it is important. And there are some listeners out there, I'm sure, that either they or perhaps their sons or daughters started a college plan, a 529 college savings plan for a kid or a grandchild. And, you know, they make some sense. The earnings can grow on a tax-free basis as long as their withdrawals are made for qualifying education expenses, tuition, fees, books, room, board. So they have a benefit. And there are thousands and thousands of Ohioans, as well as people across our great land and of ours, that have taken advantage of 529s. And then the question being, if all those funds are not used, then what happens? That's when you bring in some taxability, some tax consequences on those earnings. So look, if you've got 30 grand left over, you open that account 15 plus years ago, because that is the new guideline per Secure Act 2.0. And we try to be up to date on our Secure Act information, right? So the requirement is this: if you've had that 529 plan open for 15 years, you're eligible to convert a lifetime cap of $35,000. That's 35 grand into a Roth IRA. And what do we know about Roth IRAs? We know that those are great ideas for our listeners and a lot of my clients because they grow on a tax-free basis. And I can tell you, Matt, there's no better thing that I can think of than tax-free growth and tax-free withdrawals. That is music like a symphony to my ears, right? So look, we love tax-free, and this is a neat little provision that's tucked into Secure Act 2.0. Will it affect everyone? No. Will it affect select people that have gone through the 529 and have been in for 15 years? Yes, because eventually those kids do get out. They do go to college, and some of them decide they don't want to go to college, and that's okay. And I think maybe Congress and maybe they took that into account when they threw this provision in. Not all the funds are used up for whatever reason. Maybe the kids drop out. I mean, look, the average graduation rate takes about 5.5 years now, and that's a long time. Kids rejoin school, they drop out, and vice versa. So it's a nice provision. If you need more information, let me know. We'll get that to you. Also, you can talk to your tax professional about that, and they can fill you in a little bit about it as well. So, you know, again, it's capped out at $35,000, unfortunately. So that is the only slight drawback.
But still, something that is great. But I was going to say here, Woody, you know, I wish that with when we're talking about college costs, I really wish that we had a cost cutter for our listeners talking about how to cut college costs, because it seems like all they do is go up and up and up and up and up, you know. But we do have a lot of great cost cutter ideas for our listeners. Just one of those right now, at least, doesn't happen to be how to cut your college costs. But we actually have 23 cost cutters for 2023, and a new tip that we're sharing with our listeners each and every week. Let's take a listen to this week's tip, and we'll tell people how they can get a copy of the 23 cost cutters right after.
Have you considered ways to cut your healthcare costs? I'm Sam Davis with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. In retirement, you may think Medicare is free, but you would be wrong. Author Rhiann Horgan recently told Yahoo Finance there are actually quite a few costs to consider.
So the first part of Medicare to think about is there are multiple parts. And so Part A is actually free, but Part B has a $148 premium per month. On top of that, consumers then have to think about, you know, are they going to get a Medicare Advantage plan, which really pulls all of the costs together? Or are they going to add on a drug plan as well as adding on a supplemental plan to add themselves with more protection?
Combine that with overall expenses, which continue to increase due to inflation, and retirees are really feeling the pinch. A recent poll by ClearMatch Medicare showed that more than a third of seniors have cut down on costs in other areas of their life to afford their healthcare expenses. But before you go making any big decisions, take the time to do your research. You can use online tools to compare prices for prescription drugs, medical procedures, and insurance premiums to get the best deal. Another good idea is to seek out the advice of a financial advisor or professional. They can help you decide what might be best for you and work your healthcare plan into your overall financial picture. Many are also licensed and certified Medicare agents, and if not, they often work with one who can help you learn more about your options. So, have you shopped around for healthcare in retirement? That's a key question to consider, and it's one of our 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023. With the Retirement.Radio Network powered by AmeriLife, I'm Sam Davis.
And if you want your copy of the 23 retirement cost cutters for 2023, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's advisor with an O-R. That's thebuckeyeadvisor.com. Or call Woody today at 937-974-6201. Now, Woody, as we continue on here, I mean, you know, we talked about taxes a few minutes ago and how, you know, tax-free is one of your favorite things, just so happens to be one of mine as well. Fee-free would also be something that I think I would really like. And I think a lot of people, when they're planning for their retirement, don't necessarily realize how much they're paying in fees.
Yeah, there's no way the average person with a standard IRA or investment account, non-qualified, meaning not a retirement account, that they get through their bank's financial advisor or through one of the big brokerage houses. 99.9% of my folks that I've talked to over the last 10 years had no clue of the true fee total that they're paying. And so look, there's all kinds of fees up front. There's an annual fee in most cases to have that IRA set up. There are custodial fees involved. The mutual funds, depending on what type of mutual fund it is, whether it's an A, B, or C share. If it's an A share, it could be a 5% front-end load on that fund. That's a lot. There's so many different things. And then there's marketing fees involved in the mutual funds. So the normal person, I don't care how well-educated you are, most people, even if you're an expert in whatever field you're in on your job or in your previous history of employment, most people are not an expert in the financial area. That's why they use an advisor. So look, we need some real straight talk. And I'm not talking about straight talk wireless service from Walmart. I'm talking about straight talk. It's your money. And that's the most important thing people need to understand. It's your money. And I get fired up about this because I want people to get the most out of their money. They took the time over 25, 30, 40 years participating in a 401k, or they tucked their own money away in a savings account. And now they're sitting on these large saving account balances, getting paid 1.5% from the bank if they're lucky. So, you know, what's happening as inflation's going up at 6, 7, 8, 9%, you're losing a ton of money by keeping a large amount in your savings account. We've got other ways to do it. You know, retirement, in our opinion, is about income. So even if you're, in your own opinion, quite a ways off from your dollar amount goal that you set for retirement, that doesn't mean you can't have a good, comfortable retirement, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about, and that's what you need to know. Whether it's the rule of 100, whether it's the rule of 72, you know, we're going to look at these different things, these different strategies to help people understand maybe there's a magic number you should think about in the overall total of how much you'd like to have, but maybe there's not. Maybe you just need to figure out about how much income you think you'll need, and then we can work backwards from there to come up with strategies. And that's what I do when I sit with people. We talk about Medicare, we talk about health insurance, we talk about, because I have some information on health insurance. If someone loses a job or they're laid off, I can help with that. Medicare, another super important choice to make. I help people with that. I've been doing that for 14 years as well. We want people to be fee efficient in their investment accounts, whether it be retirement or non-retirement. And we're going to tell you, our fee on that side of my business, I do better when our client account does better. There's one fee on an annual basis, and that's it. There's no internal trading extra cost, none of that. And those are part of the fees that people incur that they're unaware of in their overall, you know, account holdings, let's call it, because they just don't know. They don't know what their expense ratio is. So if I ask someone, what's your expense ratio, Matt, 99% of the time, they're going to say, I have no clue. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes their own advisor probably doesn't know, because the advisor charges a fee, a wrap fee, and then there also can be mutual fund fees and all these other things built into it. So not only are they paying their advisor, but they're paying extra fees to the mutual fund companies because that advisor's firm has an agreement that they've got to wrap up a certain amount of funds each month with this company and that company and that company. So many times when I look at statements from a brokerage house, I can tell people it might be that same 10 to 15 funds, two or three different major fund families. And I can tell you, you know, pretty close in a lot of cases where what you're going to see.
There is nothing like having that personal touch, you know, that you actually, you don't feel like you're getting from maybe some of the big, for lack of a better term, big box, you know, brokerage houses, mm-hmm. where they'll just kind of look at you as a number instead of a person, actual, you know, person whose life is being affected by all of these different decisions that are being made inside this investment portfolio.
Yeah, I can tell you. I mean, when I move money, and you know, and whether it's 200,000 or whether it's 500,000, there are a lot of brokerage houses now that, you know, they want a new client coming in the door to have 500,000 minimum in order to get a face-to-face with the senior broker. Other than that, you're going to be a phone call with a junior associate or to a call center, and they're looking for big fish. They're looking for $1 million plus accounts. Those are the people they're going to try to go all out and say, hey, you're important. But look, at the end of the day, when I move money, you know, my clients tell me, I'm like, did you get a call from that broker? Nope. So they didn't have to do the breakup phone call. And I think sometimes people worry about, okay, well, I've got to do a breakup phone call with this advisor that I've been using. Well, maybe, maybe not. In most cases, depending on the size of your account, I can tell from experience, we have paperwork that's going to move that account behind the scenes. Once they get the paperwork, they are required to react in a certain amount of time, and then they've got to send the money. Sometimes the advisor will try to call, sometimes they won't. But I can tell you, if you find after talking with me that you're not happy with where you're at, even if you have to make that breakup phone call, it might be much, much easier than you would expect.
Yeah, definitely so. And that call that you need to make is the one to Woody Bowling at 937-974-6201, 937-974-6201, or go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. And once again, that's advisor with an O-R, thebuckeyeadvisor.com. So what we mentioned it earlier on in the show, where a lot of people, I think, really have a lot of questions about Social Security. So we're going to take some time here on the show, as we've got about 10 or so minutes left, to really answer some of those questions that people might have over these next few minutes. So let's talk about them.
Yeah, it's a good topic, and it's one that is very important. I mean, people work for, you know, the Social Security benefit amount is calculated on someone's highest 35 years of work history. If they worked 45, it's still going to be based on the highest 35 years. So that's why some people in some cases are even extending their working career to 66, 67, because some people now their full retirement age, which is on their Social Security statement at ssa.gov, need to set up an account there. So you can see your projected earnings in Social Security on, you know, during retirement. So they're going to show you at age 62, at age 65, when you can go on Medicare, and we can talk about Medicare. And then at your full retirement age, which it could be 66 years and some change, or it could be 67 as it is for me. So, and then the final number you'll see is at age 70. So Matt, people want to know what's going to happen. I can tell you, as I've said before, my crystal ball still is not working. I called the repair shop last week attempting to pick it up. They said, we thought we had it, but looks, Woody, it looks like we're going to need to keep it a little bit longer. I would love to tell people, you know, what exactly is going to happen. What's happened over the last 30 years is there's been a lot of money taken from it by Congress to move to other places. So when is that can going to be stopped kicking down the road? That's a good question. The projection is around 2033 when it will be need to reduce monthly benefits to people on Social Security. But we've also seen in the last 2 weeks, there's been chatter in Congress about shoring up Social Security. Now, is it just for people to talk about, to shed a more positive light on a certain party or on a certain congressman or congresswoman? I don't know. I do think there's going to be a bipartisan push to shore up Social Security. And there was even talk between a couple of congresspeople to raise the monthly benefit a couple hundred dollars a month very quickly for people on Social Security. So there's a lot that goes into it. Strategies, there used to be quite a bit more strategies for people to consider, especially for a couple, because there were different strategies. You could start it and then delay the other spouse for 4 or 5 years or to age 70 and take full advantage. They closed those loopholes a few years ago. So there's not as many quote unquote ways to skin the cat when it comes to Social Security if you're a couple. But what we do need to remember is back in 1950, there were 16 workers per Social Security recipient. Matt, 16 to 1. That's a good ratio. At that ratio, it's going to last and last and last. Today, 2.8 workers per recipient. That, my friend, is heading in the wrong direction. Why? Because people are not having as many kids. You've got, I'm just going to say this, you've got abortion on demand. I mean, thinking about all of the lives lost over the last 20 years to abortion alone, we need people, we need kids, we need workers to come in and fill those shoes. We got employers now begging for workers to come on board. So, you know, abortion can be a political issue, it can be a religious issue. But look, when you're talking about Social Security, it's a very black and white issue. People, we need workers to contribute to the fund. So there's a lot going on. We got $31.6 trillion in debt. You know, a couple of things that I've run into and people need to keep in mind, our listeners, when you're talking about Social Security, people don't always remember that if one spouse dies, some people think that both incomes will keep coming in. But unfortunately, what happens is one of those, the lowest, fortunately, it's going to be the lowest amount will go away, but the higher Social Security earnings amount that's coming into the household will continue. So if it's a wife and her husband dies, which I see that, or it's the other way around and I see that. So if a husband loses his wife and his wife's getting $1,000 a month, that's gone. People need to realize that. People need to realize they need to have a safety net in place, their own personal pension, as we've talked about. The wife, if the husband's making $1,800 and she's making $900 because she didn't work as much, or like my own mother, she didn't ever work outside the home. Believe me, there was a lot of work raising me and my brother and sister. Well, not so much for me. It was mostly with my brother and sister, to be honest, because I'm the oldest and I was the best. But anyways, so we're talking about these things. They're very important things. And we got to remember those different facets of Social Security that can make an impact on a plan. And when you make a plan thinking that your husband or your wife is going to live for 15 years after retirement, and they don't, and they're 3 years into retirement, and you lose that income, how does that impact your overall financial situation? Very negatively for a lot of people out there. So we need to have strategies in place. That's what we're here for. Call me, 937-974-6201, or the Buckeye Advisor, OR.com, and send me a note and we'll give you a call and we'll talk about your situation and set up a time to get together. So Matt, Social Security, couldn't find a more important topic, but we do know a lot about it. We just don't have that crystal ball to say exactly what's going to happen. So we have to plan accordingly.
Yeah, it goes right back to that Eleanor Roosevelt quote from earlier on in the show about the importance of having a plan, and you can get yours underway, as Woody said, by going to thebuckeyeadvisor.com.
It's This Week in History.
Well, some big things happened this week in history, Woody, back throughout our history. And the first one got you putting the pedal to the metal here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised to see this, but it brings back great memories. On this day, on March 10th, okay, so on March 10th, which was yesterday, the first Ford Mustang was manufactured. The car was originally expected to sell 100,000 models, but it became the most successful car launch since the 1927 Model A, and is currently the longest produced car nameplate. And guess what my first car was? A 66 Mustang. My uncle bought it, fixed it up. 1966 Mustang. It was white. And, you know, it was 20 years old at the time. And, man, what I wouldn't give if I still had it, had I not wrecked it once or twice, unfortunately. And I'm surprised my dad didn't kill me at that point. But anyways, beautiful car, great story. And I can tell you, a lot of people in their 40s and 50s and 60s have a story about a Ford Mustang somewhere along the way.
That's very true. I think my sister's first car was actually a Ford Mustang as well. Mine wasn't nearly as nice or as fast as that. But, you know, anyway, we've got a special birthday also to talk about.
1950, March 11th, American folk and jazz artist Bobby McFerrin was born. So happy birthday, Bobby McFerrin. His song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, number one pop hit in 1988. And won Song of the Year at the Grammys in 1989. You know, and later on, he got a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Acapella Music Awards. Love that song. It's just a great theme song. Makes me want to dance and be happy and be in the sun under a tropical sun and breeze by the water. Don't worry, be happy. And I want to tell all of our listeners the same thing. It's a great message.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, don't worry about... Even on days when your voice sounds like mine does today, don't worry about it. It just be happy. It's going to get better. And hopefully, Woody, by next week's show, I will sound like myself.
Well, you did well this week and you hung in and we appreciate it. And we couldn't be here without our listeners. So a big shout out to everybody listening. Thank you. Tell a friend, tell a relative, come back and join us next week. Go find a podcast and listen to one of our old ones if you haven't already. If you missed it for your first time or 10th time here, thank you for listening and have a blessed week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Refer to our firm brochure, the ADV2A, page 4, for additional information. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA.